of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, now specializing in titanium repairs.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Would be probably in the list of my 100 favorite songs. It's the introduction to a segment. It's one of my favorite segments done by one of my favorite people. Does it get any better?
Not much.
I don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday and it's the beginning of the second hour, and every Tuesday at this time, it's time for the Wood Report. Short for Hollywood, but also has another meaning. And if you could see the woman who delivers this news, you'd know what the Wood Report really means. Here she is, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you very much.
Now, before you start, I will ask you that if in your Wood Report you have the story of the death of Anne Rutherford.
I do. It's the first story.
Okay. Beyond, were you able to find, do you think, any music? Okay, that's good. Hang on to that. And now, Tina, you can do your story. Then I have something I'd like to add. You can stop it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Part of the charm of this segment is the interruption.
Yes, I interrupt you a lot. I love it.
Thank you.
Actress Anne Rutherford, who played Corrin O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, has died. Her age is kind of up for speculation because some reports are saying she's 94, others say 91.
I have 94 in my story.
Right. But before Gone with the Wind, she appeared in Westerns and as Polly Benedict in the popular Andy Hardy film series, which ran from 1937 to 1958. That's 21 years.
Before all of our time.
Right. And television viewers may remember her as the mother of Emily, who was Suzanne Plachette, on the Bob Newhart show. So that was during our time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, now what do you have?
Well, what I'd like to do as sort of a tribute to Anne Rutherford is just a brief, quick impression. I'm going to take you back now to Gone with the Wind. Anne Rutherford was the demure brunette actress who played the youngest sister in Gone with the Wind. She was the sister of Scarlett O'Hara. Right. This is now what I'm about to do for you as a seasoned actor who had the lead in my senior play. Let's go to the scene now where early in the film, Anne Rutherford, as the youngest sister of Scarlett O'Hara, begs to be allowed to go to the ball at the plantation of Ashley Wilkes.
Oh, Mother, can I stay up for the ball tomorrow? I'm 13 now.
Wow.
And I want to see my beloved Ashley. Everybody loved Ashley. Oh, Ashley.
That was amazing.
You know, I was watching the movie. Maybe you and I ought to do, we should kind of write an abbreviated Gone with the Wind. I'll be, you know, Rhett Butler, and you could be Scarlett.
Oh, Rhett, can you talk to Mama for me, please? Yeah. I really want to go to the ball.
Now listen, Scarlett. Listen, Scarlett.
But I'm Corrin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you should have said, frankly, I don't give a damn.
Right? Frankly, I don't give a damn if you're you or your sister. Whip those puppies out.
Oh, is that in the movie?
We're rewriting. We're bringing it up to a modern-day
history.
Our version of Gone with the Wind.
Okay. And I suppose you guys mentioned maybe this, that Frank Cady died on Friday. Did you mention him?
He was...
He was Sam Drucker.
Yes, in Green Acres.
Green.
And Petticoat Junction.
And the Beverly Hillbillies. He played the same role in, on all three shows.
Isn't Mr. Haney Patton Buttram? He's dead, right?
I think so.
A long time ago.
Yes, I think he was the last one, Frank Kennedy.
Hank County, our
he was 96. I can't imagine anybody else is still alive.
Yeah, I think he's got to be the last of the Green Acres.
But Green Acres was a spinoff, and Beverly Hillbillies also. Wasn't it a spinoff of Petticoat Junction?
Probably.
Because Mr. Drucker was in all three.
Right.
Dan, you know, sometimes you know stuff.
Man. Yeah.
Ooh. You know, that throws
on,
people.
It was 6 years on Green Acres.
Junction.
Woo, woo.
Come ride the little train. It is going down the track to the junction.
Petticoat
Junction.
It is run by
Kate. It's run by Kate and her.
Be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And there's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's a little hotel called the Shady Rest.
Yeah.
Shady Rest, wow.
Okay.
And you know what? Those were some babes, those girls.
Yes, they were.
They all jumped out of the little water thing up there.
Yeah,
stop it.
Okay, 5 years after her breast cancer battle, the Good Morning America host Robin Roberts, she's only 51, she announced yesterday on Good Morning America that she has been diagnosed with MDS, or myelodysplastic syndrome. It's a disease of the blood and bone marrow that was once known as pre-leukemia.
Not good.
No, she's going to start chemotherapy right away.
Especially since she already had that other problem. This is not good, this recurring.
Yeah, her sister's going to be a bone marrow.
The only reason I don't really know who she is I never watch Good Morning America, and I can't really tell you why. Is Diane Sawyer on there? Or that's not good, but she's
I'm
on
not
ABC.
Sure, but I recognize
now, wait a
Robin
minute.
Roberts.
Right, there are three.
Robin yes. Roberts is on ABC.
Okay, so. Well, Diane Sawyer.
I think she is or was.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but we only watch the Today Show. And I'm not sure why. I think you get used to people. You get familiar. I know who Matt Lauer is. And then you turn to another one and you don't know those people.
I think a lot of people do because the other two morning shows don't do that great.
Yeah, they can't keep
up. No, one of them's been keeping up with the Today Show. Which one is? I can't remember.
I think it was Good Morning America.
They're trying real hard. What they're doing is they're zooming in on the while Today Show is kind of crippled with the loss of Meredith Vieira, they're going in for the kill. They're going in while they think they're kind of weak now. That's how business works.
Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame has prostate cancer. He's 74. He says he noticed the symptoms about 8 years ago, but was only diagnosed about a month ago. I guess he kind of ignored it. He says he's treating it himself with hemp oil that has cannabis in it.
There's a surprise.
He says that's why it's so important to legalize pot, because it's medicinal.
Hey, dude.
Lady Gaga was hit in the head with a pole during a concert over the weekend. She suffered a mild concussion and a black eye, but she finished the concert. She sang 16 more songs before leaving the stage.
I saw the video of that. Did you see the video of that thing falling on her?
No.
Man.
Let me stop. Here, I know that you teach radio.
Yes, I do.
But here's a lesson in radio. When you say on the air, hey, did you guys see that video? I saw that video.
Yeah.
That's horrible radio. It's horrible.
Well, that's what I try
because
to
now nobody knows if they didn't see it. What they don't know what you're talking.
He tells them to listen.
That's
to
what
him.
You do. You tell your students to listen and say, "Don't do any
yes.
of these things."
I say, "Yeah." Listen.
Oh, you know
don't
what? I didn't
that
realize
I
that like, he's probably instructed them. I'm going to do something today. See if you can pick out what I do that's bad radio.
And it's like instead of reverse psychology, it's like reverse teaching.
Dan, exactly. I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were doing.
See, you jumped in
you probably
in
told
too
your
early.
Students, I'm going to do something stupid, and then tomorrow there'll be a test, and you write down what I did that was stupid.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were doing that.
All righty, American Idol winner Philip Phillips will be released from the hospital today after undergoing more than 6 hours of major surgery for massive kidney stones. They had placed a stent in his kidney, and it was left in there too long, and it became embedded in his body. The doctors had to cut it out with a laser. He's hoping to be fully recovered by July 6th when the American Idol tour kicks off in Detroit.
Is there anything a laser can't do?
Oh.
You know, I remember when a laser was the thing used to cut down open a steel door in the James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Big red laser cutting into Fort Knox.
Or cut into a safe.
Yeah.
Break
yeah.
In. Are we going to talk on every single story?
Yeah.
Okay.
The laser.
Yeah, we are.
Just wanted to make sure.
Little Miss Attitude.
Woo.
Yeah.
I guess you remember Lindsay Lohan. She crashed her Porsche into an 18-wheeler last week. You all heard about that. She wasn't even supposed to be driving. Larry Thompson, the producer of that movie, Liz and Dick, that she's starring in, says she, they send a car to pick her up every day, and she came out. She's like, no, I want to drive today.
That sounds just like her.
So she did, and of course, she crashes the car, and then she tells the police she wasn't driving, so now the police say she could be charged with filing a false report.
Of course she could.
So there you go. Madonna fans in Istanbul, not Constantinople, no, it's Istanbul, in Turkey,
wow.
got an
eyeful. Are you going to interrupt yourself?
Yeah, you interrupted yourself.
I had to. I love that song. Her fans got an eyeful on Saturday night when the 53-year-old singer pulled her top down and flashed her right breast to the crowd.
But here's the bad news. That's not an eyeful.
Madonna doesn't also went have on to put her hand on her pants before she started singing like a virgin.
So she's trying to do anything to make herself relevant.
She has children, okay? Look, do her children not go to school and their friends say, I saw your mom's boob on the video?
All of a sudden, Madonna realizes she's irrelevant, okay? So she's desperate. Because she hates that Lady Gaga is the new Madonna. So she's trying to do anything skanky and stupid. It's not going to work. One, she didn't have that much in the boobage department. Yeah. She's not good looking. Give it up. You got a lot of money. Go away.
I just think it's a horrible thing for a mother to do. According to TMZ, Vanessa Bryant, she is the wife of Kobe Bryant. They have been kind of in divorce proceedings over the last several months. She wants to reconcile now. She doesn't want to get a divorce. But if they do get together and they move back in together, he's going to have to move into one of her mansions because he had already signed over all of the deeds to her while they were working out the divorce details. I think there's three mansions. She has them all.
The wrong people have all the money. True.
And Floyd Mayweather Jr. says he's begun to shrivel up into a puny, regular person during his first 12 days in jail. He's trying to get the judge to release him and let him serve the remaining time in his three-month sentence on house arrest. He's locked up for beating up his baby mama in front of their kids last year. He spends 23 hours a day locked in isolation, and that's for his own safety. But he says because of that, he can't train at a world-class level while serving his time.
Who was the boxer who came along right after him? Floyd Juneweather.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, everybody.
Believe it or not, Jeff Goldblum has a stalker. I just don't see it.
No, me either.
You know, the guy's kind of creepy.
Is it a woman or a guy?
It's a woman. She's been following him around, and today in court, the judge said stay away from him for 3 years. Dina from Jersey Shore was shooting baskets at, you know, one of those basketball shooting things at a carnival.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, she was doing that. They were filming the reality show Jersey Shore.
You look so cute today.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And a bunch of people walk by, and they start heckling her, okay? Well, she starts with all the F words and everything.
Right.
And then she gets really
angry.
What
do you mean all the F words?
Well,
how many are
there? The F word and all the other bad words.
Okay.
And then, to top it off, she tries to hit one of them with a basketball. Like, she can really throw a basketball hard enough to hurt somebody. She was later arrested for disorderly conduct. Al Gore has hired your favorite, Joy Behar, to co-host a talk show on his current TV
network. You know, I know you don't like to be interrupted, but I did a quick interview this morning with Al by satellite.
Really?
I said, Al, is it true you've hired Joy Behar? Here's what he said.
Yes, it's very true.
Gore called Behar a beloved veteran television personality with her finger on the pulse of what viewers care about.
What?
She's a non-funny pig.
Oh.
Did she lose her gig on that
HLN
or whatever?
She lost her other show. She had her own little talk show.
I can't stand her.
Yeah, that's gone. She got canned.
Good.
Radio host Glenn Beck has signed a new 5-year, $100 million deal with Clear Channel.
How much?
$100 million for 5 years.
Oh, what did we do wrong?
We're not talking politics.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly right.
This was kind of cute. Oprah Winfrey has a rapper 50 Cent on her show.
It's
the next 50,
it's 50,
50 Cent.
Cent.
50. Okay. It's called The Next Chapter. Okay. He was angry at her because on one of her regular shows, she was talking about rap and how they use the N-word and they degrade women. And
I've never heard that in
I think
music.
She mentioned names of songs from his album. So he took it real personally. So she found out that he named his dog after her. He called his dog Oprah. And so during the TV show, she's like, what's with this thing? And he's like, well, you were kind of picking on me and blah, blah. So they made up. But he's like, well, I got to tell you, I named my cat Gail.
Yeah.
That's very funny. Hockey Stanley Cup spent the evening at a local bar in Hermosa Beach, California, with the champion L.A. Kings.
Why would they? Let's go back to Oprah. Why would they have made up? Why would Oprah cave and not stick to her guns about this N-word?
Well, maybe he said he's changed or he won't do that.
Oh,
again.
Good.
I don't know. I didn't see the interview yet.
Yeah. Why can't people just, like Bill Cosby, stick with your message? Don't waver. Don't bend. And stay the course. Oprah was right. She was right.
Right. She was.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. David Arquette completed the Jewish rite of passage Monday in Jerusalem at the Western Wall. That is, you know, he had a bar mitzvah. He was over there filming. It was a travel show. He ended up completing the bar mitzvah just kind of by accident.
He's not talented. He's not interesting.
His father became a Muslim. His mother was born Jewish. So in, I guess, the Jewish faith, that makes all of the children Jewish.
Right. You ever hear him interviewed? He's boring. You've heard
really?
Him, Peon.
Yes.
David Arquette, boring. But you know what? I'll bet you he carries a big sausage because he got Courtney Cox.
Well, he officially filed legal documents to divorce her. He's asking for joint legal and physical custody of their daughter, Coco, who turns 8 tomorrow. He did not ask for spousal or child support. They were married in 1999. They met on the set of Scream.
I would never name a kid Coco. This is like a monkey.
Coco Chanel.
Yeah, circus.
After 6 years together, Matthew McConaughey and Camila Alves are married. Their wedding took place Saturday at their home in Texas. She supposedly changed her name to Camila McConaughey.
Who's the female who dresses as...
Here it comes.
Like that Matthew McConaughey. Get it?
Here's a hot new couple, snowboarder Sean White and model Bar Raffelli.
Yeah.
Love is blind. Days after Miley Cyrus announced her engagement, her older brother Trace Cyrus revealed that he and his fiance Brenda Song are no longer together.
Oh.
Why have we never heard of this Trace Cyrus?
I don't know, but he is really goony looking. He makes Marilyn Manson look good.
Really?
Uh-huh. Allison Hannigan and her husband welcomed their second daughter, Kiva Jane Denisoff. Kiva joins big sister Satiana. Daredevil Nick Walenda will try to make history when he walks across Niagara Falls on a high wire. The cost, about $1.2 to $1.3 million. That includes fabrication and installation of the custom-made steel wire, permits, and security. But a deal with ABC to televise the event live during primetime on Friday will offset some of those expenses. He is a seventh-generation member of the Flying Walenda.
Yeah, here's the problem with that Niagara thing. There's a tethered line, mm-hmm. a safety line. I'm not watching it. I want to watch it knowing the guy could fall to his death.
Right.
I'm sorry, but if you're honest, that takes the thrill out of it.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It'd be like saying Evel Knievel is going to jump over these cars, but the cars are really made out of foam.
If you're that sure in your talent, you don't need a safety line.
Let's see what you got.
Charlize Theron has a new haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
In preparation for her new role as Furiosa. It's Furiosa. In Mad Max 4, Fury Road, Charlize has shaved her head. Have not seen that
photo
yet.
I'd take her with a shaved, skinned head any day.
Would you?
Yeah.
Charlize.
Let her rub her head against you?
Oh, yeah.
At the movies, Madagascar 3 was in first place. It opened in first place with a little bit over $60 million in ticket sales. Prometheus opened in second place with $51 million. Snow White and the Huntsman was third with $23 million. Happy birthday. We'll start with the youngest first. Victoria's Secret model Adriana Lima is 31.
I don't even know who she is, but I'm guessing she's pretty hot.
Yes. Mm.
Actor DJ Qualls is 34. He's just this really goofy little scrawny guy. He was in that horrible movie. I think it was called About Steve with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
He picked him up. He took him in his car.
And
his
Bradley Cooper's in that too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blues singer guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd is
35. You know that mini me in that movie?
Yes.
There's a little version of Bradley Cooper, Mini Cooper.
Thank you.
Wow. I need to tell the students to just listen to the entire show.
Yeah. Actor Jason Mewes, he was in Clerks. He was the vocal half of the duo Jay and Silent Bob, is 38. Actress Jenny Lee Harrison, do you remember who she is?
No.
She played Cindy Snow. Remember after Suzanne Summers left Three's Company, they had the new stupid blonde?
I've never watched Three's Company.
I do remember.
I didn't see one episode
of Three's
Company.
She was cute. That was a funny show.
It looked stupid.
She went on to play Jamie Ewing in Dallas from 1984 to 1986.
Ooh, and this Wednesday night, tomorrow night, is the TNT the new Dallas. Isn't it tomorrow night? I think it is.
Heck if I know. I don't have TNT. Is. Singer Meredith Brooks is 54. She's the one with...
You know what you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros? Elephino. Nah, Dana laughed at that. I didn't make that up as an old joke. Elephino.
Singer Meredith Brooks is 54. She had the hit song in 1997. It was called...
Bitch.
Bitch.
Edit that out. No, edit it out. I'm not going to have that in the show. Edit that out. Too.
Actor Timothy Busfield. He was the redhead in 30 something. Remember? He's that redheaded guy.
No.
Oh, he was Elliot Weston, and he was Danny Concannon on The West Wing. He's 55. Country singer guitarist Junior Brown is 60. Drummer Bun E. Carlos of Cheap Trick is 60.
Who are these people?
Bun E. Carlos. He's okay. The drummer for Cheap Trick. Okay. He's 61.
You say so.
Marv Albert, 71. Chick Corea, jazz musician Chick Corea, is 71.
He's tremendous.
Jim Nabors, Shazam, is 82. And singer Vic Damone,
Shazam.
Vito Rocco Farinola, is 84. And that is the Wood Report.
I'll tell you what.
Man.
The highlight of the week is what you just heard. And it'll come around a week from now. It's the Wood Report with Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at the monitor. Look at Hillary Clinton. Holy mackerel, that's scary.
Well, she decided she doesn't need to wear makeup anymore.
Well, she was wrong.
Like, screw everybody.
Oh, put her back
She
on.
Has a horrible job.
Wow.
I think she probably has
Sorry, but
the
we
most
keep,
stressful job in all of
we
government.
We have a news feed monitor in here, and I just got to look at Hillary. And
just kill me now.
Oofa.
I think I'd vote for her if she ran for president.
Ooh, I'm not going to comment on that. I don't get into politics.
I don't normally either, but she's had a...
That was the.
She's done a good job.
That was the best Wood Report ever, I believe. And I want to thank Tina right here in front of the whole world for allowing us to constantly interrupt her. And I know how irritating it is to you folks, but understand something. That's why we do it. Because otherwise, you wouldn't talk about us. And now you tell people, I hate that guy. He keeps interrupting Tina. See, it makes you talk about
I don't
us,
mind.
So. No, I know you don't. Schaefer Auto Body said, I have an interesting... A thing to share with you that Schaefer is doing. They have a Facebook page, and they would like it first if you go on and like Schaefer Auto Body. It's facebook.com/Schaefer Auto. And, of course, that's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And there's a post on the top left, and that's your invitation and link to join in a group where you... It's like a hail damage group. They've got a bunch of people that have gone onto their Facebook page, and they're discussing their hail damage,
oh.
Which I think is kind of interesting because...
Share the pain with each other and a little bit.
I left here one day last week, and I went over to a casino nearby to lose a bunch of money. And when I walked in, I saw the worst hail damage to a vehicle that I've ever seen in my life. In fact, I thought maybe it wasn't even hail damage, that the guy had just gotten really mad and he took a hammer. It was unbelievable. I mean, the car looked like the surface of a golf ball.
There's still one out in the garage from that huge hailstorm that went through here. What was that, about a month ago? The windshield's still broken. And
Well, first of all, you don't have to drive around like that. Schaefer can take care of that. But... this is a great place to go, the Schaefer Auto Body Facebook page. It's the St. Louis Hail Storm Discussion Group. It'd be kind of fun. You got some hail damage. You want to share your stories with other people. It's all things hail. It's a great place to ask questions and share information. The Hail Storm Facebook group that is on the Schaefer Auto Body Facebook page. And again, that's facebook.com/Schaefer Auto Body. Go in there and like them. If you've ever had them work on your vehicle, I guarantee you you'll like them. Because I have yet to hear from, after all these years, one email from anybody who wasn't thrilled when they got their vehicle back from Schaefer Auto Body. SchaeferAutoBody.com, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Center, 7 locations.
Here with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic is Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got one incident down in Jefferson County, and that's on Highway 67 at Flukum Road. We've got an accident that's got lane blockage. Downtown here, westbound 5570, that's stacked up from 13th and Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 is slowing from the, we'll call it Hampton, it's Tam Avenue overpass, but from Hampton through McCausland, it's slow. It's heavy again, ballast out through Mason. On eastbound 40, you're slow east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And northbound 55, that's rolling almost up to the Poplar itself. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Art Institute of St. Louis. Attend the open house at the Art Institute of St. Louis. It's happening this Saturday, June 16th at 10 a.m. or 12 noon. RSVP today at aieopen.com. That's aieopen.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Are you a man concerned with your prostate health? Is it beginning to affect your sleep at night? Your partner's sleep?
Every time he would get up, I would get up. Then when he tried Super Beta, I was able to sleep all night, get restful, get up in the morning, be wide awake, and ready to go.
Super Beta Prostate, our best-selling supplement to support prostate health, is made with an all-natural ingredient, clinically shown to support healthy urine flow and reduce the urge to wake at night. And right now, we want to send you a free bottle. Just call 1-800-700-4889. All you pay is shipping and handling.
Now I sleep through the night. I was so happy that I wasn't disturbing my wife any longer that she started treating me better, actually. So thank you, Super Beta Prostate. You've made a tremendous difference in my life and my wife's life.
Again, for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, just call 1-800-700-4889. That's 1-800-700-4889. 1-800-700-4889.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now, he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-300-3681. 1-800-300-3681.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Christian Hospital's recent Northwest Healthcare Emergency Department expansion grew our capacity while reducing your wait times. We treated over 100,000 people last year, the most in the region, all while being ranked in the top 5% nationally for quality and top 10% for patient satisfaction. Visit ChristianCares.org to learn more. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Oh, man. I can't share this with you, but all I can tell you is apparently something happened years ago in Joe Hippen's life, and his penis turned black. That's the only thing I can take away
that
from
the
story.
That was the satellite show.
Man. He is here because it is Tuesday, and that means the CDs and the DVDs are out. He, of course, is Joe Hipperson, and his sponsor, who we cannot thank enough because they have made it possible for Joe to be here for years and years and years, and that's the folks at Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Do us a favor. Go in there. Look around. Yes, the same name as the great vacuum cleaner. Tell them your AM and the PM. Say thanks for that Joe Hipperson segment. We would appreciate that. Here he is with the latest about what's on the market in the CD and DVD world. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
Before you start, speaking of DVDs and CDs, last night PBS Channel 9, they did another one of those 60s retro concerts where Herman's. I got to tell you something. Those things, this guy T.J. Lubinsky, I think is his name or something like that, he produces these. Have you ever seen one of these things?
Yeah, I have.
They're really well done. And some of these people come out and you haven't seen or heard of them since the 60s and they sound exactly the way they did in the Peter Noon was on, Herman. He came out, I'm in a radiator, and the crowd was going crazy. He sounded and looked, and I know it was makeup and lights, but it was unbelievable.
Yeah, but when you hear about it, you're about to experience it. You think, man, this could either go heads or tails.
Yes.
It could go really good, or it could be terrible. And I think, so far, everyone I've seen, it's brilliant.
And I have seen a couple of acts where they kind of lost it, but I saw one on PBS, and Jay Black came out. Jay and the Americans. Now, they had a lot of count on me, and he actually came out and said, listen, I was going to retire when I was 40. And then I didn't have as much money as I thought I'd have. So I was going to retire when I was 50. He said, and then I was going to retire. And he said, now here I am, 60-whatever. He said, still banging away. He said, I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you now. There are a couple of notes in this song that I used to hit. You know the song, count on me. He said, so it's okay if you sit there and think to yourself, how pathetic. It was just really funny. And then he did the song, and it was great. He changed a couple of notes, but it was fantastic. So PBS, they had Patti LaBelle last night, and another after that. I went to bed, but there was another whole concert of Motown and the greatest of all soul singers. I recorded it. So that's, I just mentioned it because I know you're going to talk about DVDs, and you can't go out and you have to get these through PBS.
I think. You can't find them in a store.
Exactly.
Anywhere.
Later, you will. Later
eventually.
On
but right now, they're donation things. You know, they're trying to raise money for PBS, so they do these great things, and you can get a copy of it. And
it's reasonable.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that's so singular. It's not mass produced, so it's kind of intimate when you have it and you experience it. It's really cool.
Sorry to cut into your time.
No, it's all good. On the music end, speaking of music, two albums, Night and Day, in my opinion. You can get the new one from Usher. He's got Look looking for myself, and there's Rush. Yes, Rush. By the way, the first concert I ever saw in my entire life was Rush, Mr. Big, and Jackal back when it was still called Riverport Amphitheater. My dad took me to that concert. First concert I ever saw. They did the 2112 Overture. It was brilliant. It was awesome. This new album they've got, Clockwork Angels, is not brilliant, and it's not awesome. It's been a very long time since their last album was released, I believe 2007. And you were just saying sometimes, you know, I can't hit the right notes. Maybe I should, you know, retire. Rush should retire. They should just stop.
You heard it here first.
I just think why? You know what I mean?
So Geddy Lee doesn't have it, is what you're saying.
Geddy Lee has a producer that knows how to tweak the knobs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can obviously, it's not the auto-tune thing that the rap guys use, but you can really tell there's way too much studio assistance on the vocal end. And it just really bugs me.
I've never got that band.
Really?
I know.
I've never gotten that band.
Geddy Lee
understood that band.
I like Spirit of the Radio.
Geddy Lee is a tremendous, one of the best bass players in the world.
Well, the whole band, Neil Peart is like an octopus, man. Neil Peart is like the legacy of John Bonham lived on. That guy could do anything. They're an amazing group. But as a performing group, writing new material, it just, they don't need to do it anymore.
And if anybody knows bass players, it is the bass player for Henry's Hemorrhoids in that stance.
Right.
And Geddy Lee's real name is Gary. His grandmother was from the old country or something and couldn't pronounce his name.
So she said Geddy.
She said Geddy.
Oh, speaking of that, you know who was on that concert last night? And I feel bad for him. I actually feel sorry for him. Gary Lewis and the Playboy.
Oh. Wow.
This diamond ring doesn't mean... You know, oh, my goodness. How sick must he be of that song? Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so on DVD, here's something I'm sick of, something I can't stand, not a big fan of. You know, things that just should go away. People just wrap it up and just walk away. Gene Simmons, Family Jewel, Season 6.
Horrible.
How horrible is this? Season 6. I still remember when they were doing this.
Gene, change that hair.
Oh, it's so frizzy and
it's so dated.
Yeah,
it's really dated. It looks like if you saw like a whole pack of lions, that would be the lion that get kicked out. Yeah. The lion nobody liked, they kick it out, and that's the hair that lion would have.
Oh my goodness!
But it's season 6. I still remember when they were premiering Family Jewels. I rolled my eyes like, this is not going to last. This is going to be like a one-time thing. Now they're 6 seasons in. It's sad.
I've never seen a guy who looks like he loves himself as much as Gene Simmons. Yeah. Yeah. Such an egomaniac.
Other shows you can pick up, Episodes, Season 1, Entourage, Season 8.
I love Entourage.
Ashley Judd Show, Missing, Season 1 is available.
Yeah.
And I've told you before, I'll remind you, Eye of the Beholder, Ashley Judd, full frontal nude. Just letting you know that. Keep that in the back.
Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd. It's a movie with Ewan McGregor. It's a weird psychological thriller, full on naked, but she's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. There's some craziness during the full on nakedness. Which is, can be a lot of fun, though. Craziness and nakedness is great, but this is kind of like a psychological thriller, so it's kind of difficult to be like, ooh, I'm really, you can't really
what
appreciate
it. What was the other one, Eye of the Beholder?
That's the movie it's in. Eye of the Beholder, Ashley Judd, full-on, nude.
I'm just
going to
rent it and pause it for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
30 seconds?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. All right, we've got a brand-new Spider-Man movie coming out this summer. I'm sure everybody really is excited about a reboot of a franchise we just saw already redo itself. So to get you excited and to make even more money, they are double dipping yet again, and now Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 are all available in brand new special edition Blu-rays. Really no different than the last one, except maybe there's a small trailer or preview for the brand new Spider-Man movie before your Blu-ray plays. Complete waste of time or your dime. If you've already got the Spider-Man films, enjoy it. How do you guys feel about Dolph Lundgren? You guys remember Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
I know you can do it. Can you do it, Dan? Can you say the
I must break you.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. Dolph Lundgren has been in The Expendables 1 and 2. In order to get you excited about The Expendables 2, which comes out this summer, they're going to take all these 80s action stars and whatever they haven't put out on Blu-ray yet, they're going to put out on Blu-ray for you. So today we get Red Scorpion starring Dolph Lundgren. This guy cannot act at all. I mean, he's the worst actor in the entire world. The fact that, I mean, if Stallone is made fun of for the rest of his life, that's fine. But he was a genius making Dolph Lundgren the bad guy Russian in Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Because whenever he tried to talk, you know, American, he sounded stupid. Because he is stupid. The guy can't act anyway. He's just a big steroid with eyes. And so when he's like, you know, I can't do it as good as you guys do.
But. Go ahead, Ian.
I must break you.
Yeah, you go ahead.
That is the extent of the guy's acting ability, right?
Was
there.
Bridget Nielsen in on that too? Was that at the same time or something different?
In Red Scorpion?
I can't remember. The Rocky thing.
Oh, Brigitte Nielsen? Yeah, she was in Rocky IV. Okay. She was Ivan Drago's flame.
So. I think Sylvester Stallone is the luckiest actor that was ever that's ever lived. He's not good looking. He can act. He can hardly talk.
There are a couple moments he's
his face is crooked.
There's a couple of good looking moments.
Easy Joe.
Yeah.
Well, here's the only time. The Specialist with Sharon Stone. My wife, the only reason we own a copy of that is so that she can go right to the shower.
The shower scene. Yes.
Yes.
With like the brown marble and everything.
Yes.
Well, not that I've watched it too much, but I do know what you're talking about.
Pretty hot, pretty steamy.
What's your wife's number? I'll give her a call. Nice.
Out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today, Meatballs, starring Bill Murray, is out today on Blu-ray. First time ever. I think that's 1979 that came out, right? 79, 80?
Yeah. About right.
Wow, man. And if you've seen it, it's good, but, you know, Bill Murray is just, he's not in it as much as you might remember, but it's really a cliched movie. All the roles are very stereotyped, but he is so funny.
Was that his first movie?
That was his first official movie.
And what happened to him? At what point did he go, I don't think I'll be funny anymore?
Oh, he's still got moments. Those Wes Anderson movies he's been doing. There's a couple moments where he's decent. You know, there's that new movie, Moonrise Kingdom. Mm. But again, though, it's really deadpan. He isn't doing anything wacky or crazy. It's been a long time since Groundhog Day, is what you're saying, right? Yeah, and I do agree with you, all right? We've also got today Good Deeds, Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. We have one of the worst sequels ever in the history of film, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, featuring Ghost Rider peeing flames out of his Ghost Rider unit.
Nice.
He pees flames?
Yes. Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider pees flames in the sequel to Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Sherlock Holmes, the sequel, the Book of Shadows, whatever it was, it was okay, but, you know, Robert Downey Jr. nowadays, he can do no wrong, so I get a bit irritated, but still good. Jude Law, I think, is underused. And last, but not least... And two things for you super fast. Frank, there's a movie called Shallow Grave coming out in a special edition today. The guy who did the movie Trainspotting, last name is Boyle, I believe, he did a movie a long time ago called Shallow Grave. It was an English film. It is very under the radar. First Ewan McGregor, big giant film about a couple of roommates. Find out the new roommate's dead. He had a bunch of money under the mattress. What do? They all turn on each other. It's a movie that just basically takes place in one room. Psychological, just head games. Really, really good. And it was the first time anybody ever got a taste of Ewan McGregor. He steals the show. Real good psychological flick called Shallow Grave. And my guilty pleasure for today is the 4-disc Blu-ray special super awesome edition of the Lethal Weapon Collection. And I don't care what Mel Gibson has done, will do, or is doing at this exact moment. I absolutely love the character of Martin Riggs. And I absolutely adore the Lethal Weapon Collection Blu-ray box set. Own it today. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys later on. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Oh, wow. Another good one. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. For over 20 years, we have told you what American Equity Mortgage has asked us to tell you, and that is that if you want to buy a home and you need a mortgage, you call them. If you have a home, you need a second mortgage, you call them. If you have a home, you have equity, you want to use that equity, and you want to borrow money to pay off all your credit card bills because you know now, you realize after you've been told, it's really stupid debt to carry. It's one thing to use credit cards because they're convenient, and maybe you can't always pay it off every month. Maybe sometimes it might take 2 or 3 months, but if you carry that stuff on year after year, making minimum payments, it's stupid. That's it. Sorry, I don't mean to insult anybody, but just it is. It's stupid. Be smart. You've already done one smart thing. You got a house. You have equity in that house. Use that equity. Let them show you how to do that to borrow smart money and pay off that bad debt. Home equity loan you can use with American Equity to pay for other things. In cash, pay off a car, just buy it, pay for it, roll it into your house payment. They'll tell you how all that works. It is a very smart way to borrow money. They've done it for thousands of people, and they work very fast. They'll get you approved as quickly as possible, and regardless of your credit, they'll get you the best rate anybody can get you. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We just got a report of an accident on eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. We're on Highway 70 going east now, but we're out in the O'Fallon area looking at westbound 70. And from what I can see, we've got stop-and-go traffic from at least 370 out through T.R. Hughes, and it is at a crawl right now on westbound 40. I told you it's slow between Hampton and McCausland, but you're jammed up again from Lindbergh out through Mason and from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. That's also causing a long backup on Chesterfield Airport Road trying to ramp on to Highway 40. Eastbound 40 between Mason and 270, they have an accident. They're working. It's on the right shoulder. Folks are slowing down, and you have a jam that goes back to Timberlake Manor up through almost Highway 270. Southbound 270 is bumper to bumper from just a little bit south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Opens up by the time you get to Big Bend. And downtown, westbound 5570, that's now slowing from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Jack in the Box. St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late and for a limited time. Get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m. With your Golden Oak Lenny Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, are you in the market for a new appliance? Maybe a new washer and dryer, dishwasher on the fritz? How about the refrigerator? Well, if you are, make sure you check out Affordable Kitchens and Baths starting Thursday, June 14th through Saturday, June 16th. You see, Affordable Kitchens and Baths is the home of the Ding and Dent appliance. Not only do you get great deals, but because of their June warehouse sale, you're going to get deep discounts on the already deep discounted items. 5% off custom centimeter granite counter slabs. How about quartz kitchen countertops? More off that. 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops. Free delivery from Affordable Kitchen and Bath with orders over $2,000. Designers will be on hand to help you out. Affordable Kitchens and Baths on 4600 South Highway 94 in St. Peter's. Now it's called South St. Peter's Parkway. That's 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway. Affordable Kitchens and Baths. We'll see you there for their June warehouse sale.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, and now here's Bill Cleveland!
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Good, Bill, good.
Well, congratulations to actor Matthew McConaughey, he recently got married. The wedding was a big success, it was black tie shirt optional.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, and the Los Angeles Kings beat the New Jersey Devils. They're now the Stanley Cup champions. Earlier today, there was a victory parade going 2 miles an hour in Los Angeles. No, I'm sorry, that was rush hour.
Rush hour.
I'm sorry.
See, you stepped on it. You stepped on his punchline. Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, man. Bill.
Sorry. Unbelievable. Unfriggin' believable.
If I ran the board, that wouldn't have happened.
Unbelievable. Man. 75-year-old man is the oldest father in the United Kingdom after his wife had a baby boy. And even named the baby after him, Grandpa. I'm still really ticked off about
you
that.
Should
really
shot, yes, you should be.
I think I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now.
I don't blame
you. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM in the PM cab company. And downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
I apologize on behalf of all of us, Bill. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. See what you did, PI. See what you did, yes. Well.